Well, welcome to session three for the day. Our session is entitled The Role of Culture and Community, Renewing Social Institutions. You will immediately recognize that I am not my outstanding colleague and good friend, Emily Cow. She apologizes for not being able to be here, but she came down with a very nasty cold, so I am pinch hitting for her this afternoon. And for that reason, I will not have any clever framing remarks, but that may be a good thing to give our panelists more time for question and answer. So I will introduce all three of our panelists in turn. So let me begin by introducing Dylan Esquires. He is research fellow in the Richard and Helen DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family at the Heritage Foundation. He is also a contributor to Blaze Media, who writes about faith, family, and culture, as well as Blaze TV's Fearless with Jason Whitlock podcast. His articles and essays have been published by Newsweek, The American Conservative, The Federalist, The Institute for Family Studies, Black and Married with Kids, The Root, and The Griot. Before joining the Heritage Foundation, he worked for the District of Columbia government for more than a decade. During that time, he provided free technology training classes for job seekers, ex-offenders, and senior citizens. He also created a digital exploration program for K-12 students, subsidized internet service, and provided free computer repair for low-income families, and ran several citywide public awareness campaigns. He won the 2016 State Technology Innovator Award from the National Association of State Chief Information Officers for his work on converting a bookmobile into a mobile tech lab that was used to bring internet access and training to DC public housing communities. He spent his final year in DC government with the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, working with residents and local stakeholders to address violent crime in our nation's capital. He grew up in New York City and earned his BS degree in computer engineering from the University of Pittsburgh, and has a graduate degree in public policy from the George Washington University. He resides in Maryland with his wife and their four children. Please join me in welcoming Dylan Esquires to the podium.